like the fourth steel game.
Jimmy, how about giving us your opening comments, and then we'll pass the wireless mic around for questions.
Well, we came into the game wanting to stop their transition, keep them off the offensive glass, and keep them out of the paint, and we did a really good job of all three. I think we out-rebounded them 4 or 5, but to out-rebound a team like that has had a lot to do with the game. We gave up a few, but kids came out and played with energy, and this is just a team that plays together. They don't care who scores, they just play together. They want to win.
Questions, anybody?
Coach Barnes said that it felt like it really got away from them right from the beginning of the game. It looked like that as well. They looked very flustered on offense, kind of lost on defense. What do you think was the main thing you guys were doing well at the beginning of the game to put them in that corner, so to speak, and kind of had them on the ropes the whole time?
Well, we kept them out of the paint. Did a great job with that. They are a team that a lot of times will step up and start out 8-0, 10-0, 15-0 runs on some teams on several of the tapes that we saw. So it was imperative that we get a good start. We didn't want to fall in the hole, and we were able to reverse that, and they were in the hole.
You guys did a great job defending Warren in the first half. Well, what was your strategy to defend him?
Well, we knew we needed to keep him out of the paint, and he liked to go left. He beat us a few times, but in the first half, I think he was 1 for 10. We tried to make him go to his right to score, and normally he likes to take it one or two dribbles and shoot it from 15 or shoot the dribble three. But we had good weak side help. He was able to pass it out for a couple threes with other kids, but we basically were trying to keep him from scoring 20.
This one's for Cam. We've talked several times this year about your goals. How's it feel now to be 5 for 5 on your goal that you set before the season?
It feels really good. It's my family. We've been working every day in the summer. Just to know that we went through everything together means a lot, and it's just nice.
Jimmy, I know it seemed like everything you guys did offensively just kind of worked to perfection. Can you kind of speak to the way you guys ran your offense? It seemed like they'd guard you for several seconds, and then you guys would still end up with something pretty good on the offensive end.
Well, this is a very patient and a very good offensive team, not a running up and down. Very disciplined. They know what good shots are. They know what bad shots are. We took a couple today late in the game. But for the most part, I would say 95% of the shots we shoot in games are good shots. And we were able to move the ball. These guys realize we don't have a shot clock in high school. It doesn't matter how long you go. And they were willing to be patient and take the great shot. We thought if we made them work 15, 20 seconds, we could get a really good shot, and that's the way it worked out.
You talked all week that poise was a word that you stressed. Can you talk about how this team showed that poise today?
Well, if you saw us in the sectional and regional, you would have seen, and even in the semi-state, that we didn't always play with poise. We blew 16-point leads, 14-point leads. I looked at Coach Buckner with about 4 minutes to go and said, either we're going to win it or we're going to have the biggest comeback from them in the history of Indiana high school basketball. And we didn't want to do that. So, you know, we're just so happy. I feel like the weight of the world's lifted off my shoulders, I tell you. 30 games is a lot of games. And not a lot of teams get to play 30. And for these kids to be able to endure it says a lot for them.
This question's for any of the players up there, if you guys want to answer. If you wouldn't mind saying your first name, too, before you answer, that'd help me a lot. But be as honest as possible, especially seniors. I know you can kind of get away with saying a lot more. When did you really feel like you could lay off the gas? Like, okay, we're going to be state champions. I mean, when did that moment hit you, so to speak, in your mind, maybe if you didn't share it with anybody else?
My name's Cameron. About 2 minutes and 34 seconds, I looked up, and Preston passed me the ball at the top of the key, and they just stood there, and they were just walking around, and that's when I realized that we were about to be state champions. But I don't think any of us on the team, on the bench, really felt like that, because, like you said, in sectional and regional and semi-state, we don't play with much poise down the stretch. But about 2 minutes and 34 seconds, I looked up there, and they were just walking, and that's when I knew we were about to be state champs.
You guys did see that college game the other night where they blew a 30 seconds and blew a double-digit lead. So, coaches, we are never feeling safe.
Coach, can you speak to what it means to win this title for yourself personally, but for a community like Rappel?
Well, it's a tremendous basketball community. It's a tremendous basketball county. Lapel's always loved their basketball. When I was growing up, there were two things that I was raised with in basketball. My dad was an assistant coach for a few years at Lapel, but I was taught the 1940 Lapel team that made it to the Final Four, and my uncle, Trevor Wetzel, was the leading scorer on that, my mom's brother. And the 1949 team, my dad and my uncle played guards, and they upset Anderson in the first round of the sectional when Anderson was ranked number one and picked by everybody to win the state. So I grew up with that. All of these kids grew up with the 05 team. A lot of them saw what the 05 team did. And we had the 05 team then last night, the pep session. And because of what they did, these guys believed. They knew it could be done. And now, for the next several years, there's going to be teams that come through, and they're going to know that it can be done because of what this group did.
Coach, over here. These seniors, the three guys up there with you, one of the coaches posted a picture on social media, three of them at a practice. I think it was their sophomore year, and they were the first ones there. Talk about what those three guys mean.
They have put so much time into the game of basketball, not just during the season, but they all played AAU together. They worked out. They didn't miss too many workouts. And we have ours at 7 in the morning. Tristan missed a lot of them at 7 in the morning. And he's got a brother that's an 8th grader that missed a lot of them last year in the morning. And I'm trying to get him in there. But they just put a lot of time into it. They didn't play any other sports. They were focused on basketball and band. But he's a really good drummer. But just they had this in their minds. They won the county championship when they were 8th graders. And I think in their mind, they felt like they could win the county again, which we did, and then had the confidence and belief that we could go further and win another state championship.
Coach talked about the history of the 2005 team. For any of the players, what does that history sort of mean to you guys, and how much did you feel you wanted to kind of live up to what they did or tack on to what they accomplished?
This 05 team was very special to us. And they came in and they told us about what they did and everything. And it's just been dreams for us because for us, I grew up in Lapel at the time. It just seemed like anything was possible, and it definitely worked out for us.
And I remember how much of a role model they were to us as little kids. And seeing the little kids at the school at the pep session the other day reminded me of when the 05 team came to our school to just for us to cheer them on, and it was pretty special to be able to do that as with our team.
These guys are rock stars. They've been autographing every Friday night for the last couple of weeks. I think their arms are going to get cramped. It doesn't bother me as much now. They can get cramped. Season's over.
This question's for Will. Coach said basically, you know, the whole idea today was to keep them out of the paint and just, you know, on defense. And it seemed like you were a real key to that. Can you just talk about how you were able to lock their guy down on defense?
I knew Brian Warren was a pretty good special player. I studied him all week. I tried to study what he was going to do. I knew he was going to, if he went to his right, try to go to his left, and that was his, that's what he loved to do. So I just tried to study him all week, watch huddle, and it just came to game time, and I executed. So,
you know, he's a third generation state champion now. His great grandfather was an All-American tailback at Purdue. His grandfather was a pole vault state champion, and his dad was the mile state champion, and now he's a basketball state champion. Some lineage there. And I don't think any of them can shoot very well. I saw your dad last night. Not that.
This is Ray, the players or the coach. Obviously, a lot of the Liberty Christian fans stuck around to see you guys win the state championship. What did it mean to kind of see their support, the support of the whole county, and how kind of cool was it to be a part of the day where two Madison County teams win a state championship?
Christian, you haven't said anything.
Well, it just means a lot. It's just fun bringing this two championships back to the county, and they've had our backs, and it just really means a lot. So,
Preston back there, his dad or grandpa is the principal at Liberty Christian, Preston Scott. So it means an awful lot to their family for both teams to be able to come in here and win state championships back to back.
Anybody else? Questions?
I'm a blessed man, people. I told them the other night, I'm able to live my dream. I got to come back home, coach basketball, and coach great kids like this. We have great kids at LaPel, a great community, great support. I'm just a blessed man.
Just one more. Coach, we talked before the season, and I think we all felt like this was going to be a pretty good team. At what point during the season, before the season, did you think that there was a team that could make a run like this?
When we got through the Madison County tourney, I thought we had a chance. But there's a lot of teams in the state that have a chance every year. You have to be good, and you have to have some luck. I've told people before, the 05 team, Lagodi upset Hauser, I think, in the semi-state, and we would have had trouble beating Hauser. Hammond Knoll upset Bowman Academy. Canterbury upset Hammond Knoll. So we had a little bit of luck from that standpoint. And then the execution and the following of the game plan today, my assistants, I mean, I'm not one that likes to watch a lot of tape at my age. And Coach Allison, Coach Buckner, and Coach Coomer, you know, they watched, I think, 11 or 12 tapes. I watched parts of about four. They put everything together. And these kids have confidence in what our coaches do. They attempt. They're not always able to do, but they attempt to do the things that we ask them to do. And you don't get that with a lot of teams.
Any other questions? Gentlemen, congratulations.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you for your time.
Uh-huh. Go back.